Hello, you're listening to Passages for Life, the ministry of Passages Church. We're glad you joined us today as we continue our study in the first epistle of Peter. Just to give us some background, the early church, actually this church that's about 30 years after the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, these faithful followers are now being tortured, many of them put to death. They're just in dire circumstances. And Peter, in the passage that we're going to be looking at, he tells them and us to live godly lives, even in the face of our trials. Now, certainly the trials that they experienced were far more intensive than the trials that we face. But still, the principle applies. We've got quite a lengthy passage of Scripture that we're going to be working through today as we go through verse 11 of chapter 2 all the way into chapter 3. Where we're going to be looking at an interesting word, especially for the context of what's taking place, this word, submission. We kind of joke about it. It's a word that people don't really like to embrace because we are so independent. But certainly we are dependent on our Lord and on His Word. Let's go to the Lord in prayer as we continue in our worship service today. We thank you, Lord, that we have the opportunity to come together, to have, even through this medium, the opportunity to worship you. And I realize this doesn't replace going to a church service and being a part of a fellowship, but it's something else that we can encourage the body and still reach out to the lost. So I pray that you would use this ministry for that purpose, for your honor and glory. We come to you, Lord, surrendering, and we submit to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Successes on a scale of earthly gain.
Peter chapter 3, verse 11, he writes, "Dear friends, I urge you as foreigners and exiles to abstain from sinful desires which wage war against your soul. Live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day He visits us." Well, you've probably picked up a pattern, an idea of what we're going to be talking about just from the songs, and especially if you have read ahead in the scriptures that we're looking at today. And just to give us some background of Peter is writing a letter to this early church in Rome. And keep in mind that what they are experiencing in Rome is happening 30-some years after the crucifixion and resurrection of Christ. So it's not just like turning the page from the crucifixion to the book of 1 Peter. There was a span of time that has passed where they've lived their lives as faithful disciples of Jesus Christ. And now they're experiencing intense persecution. You know, the level and intensity of persecution that we face is nothing like what was going on with these early believers. They were literally afraid for their lives. They saw loved ones who were put to death and who were tortured, and they had basically lost jobs and lost income and lost their property and had to be hiding from the government authorities, the governing authorities. And yet, in spite of all that, Peter gives them the message when he says about living a life that even the pagans could see your good works and glorify God. In other words, that it would witness to them. And so Peter then gives the idea of submission. And his idea of submission in all the categories that he's talking about is so we can witness to someone else. So he starts off talking about submission to the authorities. He says in verse 13, submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every human authority, whether to the emperor as the supreme authority or to governors who are sent by him to punish those who do wrong and to commend those who do right. For it is God's will that by doing good you should silence the ignorant talk of foolish people. Live as free people, but do not use your freedom as a cover-up for evil. Live as God's slaves. Show proper respect to everyone. Love the family of believers. Fear God. Honor the emperor. Well, now, I could see that the early believers would really have a problem with those words. And it'd be kind of like, well, okay, Peter, we like that you're encouraging us, but how do we honor the emperor? How do we honor those in authority when they are seeking to destroy us? And I would say that even in our world today, that we struggle with the idea of honoring those who are our elected leaders. And we struggle with a lot of things concerning them. We see things being labeled okay that God's word says are not okay. We see laws being pointed more to help the liberal agenda and even today's woke agenda than we do pointing to what does the Word of God have to say. There is a time, even in the Scriptures, where there is civil disobedience. I mean, Jesus even said, render to Caesar that which is Caesar's, but unto God that which is God. You might remember when Pharaoh had ordered the deaths of all the male babies. And this was at the time that Moses was born. And he ordered the midwives to kill all the male babies because he was afraid that given 15 years, there would be so many more males who would be able to overtake him. And so he gave that order. But we read in the scripture that the midwives did not obey him because they chose to obey God rather than man. There are times of civil disobedience, but should we pay our taxes or should we refuse because we don't agree with how they're being used? Well, no, we shouldn't refuse. We should pay our taxes. Now, we don't want to pay any more than we have to, and whatever deductions that we can take, it's fine to do that. But we need to pay our taxes if taxes are due. And here's what Peter's emphasis to the early church then was. So that God will be glorified. And he says to fear God, honor the emperor. Now, I have to admit, I really struggle with the idea of honoring a lot of our leaders. And it wasn't just Peter who wrote this, but the Apostle Paul, he also wrote about our respecting the government and in Romans 13, and then also in his letter to Titus. And I think that we can respect the laws as long as they don't conflict with God's law. We can respect the police officers if they pull us over. We need to be respectful. We need to be respectful to those who are in authority, because if we do this, then we will show the love of Christ and our faithfulness to Him. And, you know, it's really tough when we see things that aren't going our way. But just think about how difficult that would have been for this early church that Peter is writing to when they're being persecuted physically and in every other way. Well, then he goes on and he talks about slaves. In reverent fear of God, submit yourself to your masters, not only to those who are good and considerate, but also those who are harsh. For it is commendable if someone bears up under the pain of unjust suffering because they are conscious of God. But how is it to your credit if you receive a beating for doing wrong and endure it? But if you suffer for doing good and you endure it, this is commendable before God. Now, we can't really identify to this part, but there was slavery in the biblical times. None of us living today can identify with that, but we can identify in the workplace. We can identify with having an unfair boss, one who just seems to be out to get us. I mean, maybe we've all had that kind of experience, or a job that was very unpleasant and we really struggled with. So Peter is saying to those who were slaves, by the way that they react to their masters, even those who weren't fair, they could honor God. Yeah. I had a position before where I had a boss who got mad at me about something. And so we moved to a new building and everybody else got an office. And I was the only one that got a cubicle. And then the day came where she called and said, hey, we're going to need to use a little bit of that space. And the Lord just gave me the words just to say, you know, you can have the whole space. It's okay. You can have that whole corner where my stuff is. I don't even need an office. I'll just go to the coffee shop and do my notes. And then she was like, oh, no, we want you to have a place here. Well, yeah, right. So anyhow, I responded very respectfully. I even surprised myself, I think. And it wasn't too long. I had a new boss. And the first thing she said is, you're the chaplain. You need an office. And so I got an office. But it's just interesting. Sometimes we have to just watch our words, watch our attitudes. And if we do this, we can glorify God and we can show our Christian witness. Now, any amount of suffering and persecution that any of us have had from a boss, it doesn't even compare to what those who were going through slavery had to deal with. And we might ask, well, why did the scriptures allow for slavery? We've got to realize that this was the Roman world. This was the way it was. And when Jesus was born, there were these things called slavery around, and that didn't change just because Jesus came to the earth. Fortunately, we're seeing that there's not this kind of thing in America any longer. But all of us who work for an employer, we can have stories and ways that we have been treated unfairly. And the principle is respond in such a way to glorify God. Well, now we come to the third category where he says to submit. And boy, I tell you what, people, they don't really like to talk about this one. But listen to what Peter says and just realize that I didn't write it. He wrote it. Wives, in the same way, submit yourselves to your own husbands, so that if any of them do not believe the word, they may be won over without words by the behavior of their wives. When they see the purity and reverence of your lives, your beauty should not come from outward adornments such as elaborate hairstyles and the wearing of gold jewelries or fine clothes. Rather, it should be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight. For this is the way the holy women of the past, who put their hope in God, used to adorn themselves. They submitted themselves to their own husbands, like Sarah, who obeyed Abraham and called him her Lord. You are her daughters if you do what is right. Do not give way to fear. Now, Peter, he gives the principle here that wives should submit to their husbands so that if any of them do not believe the word, they may be won over without words by the behavior of their wives. And remember the little illustration that I gave at the beginning of the message, that the wife who submits to her husband has a power over him that he doesn't even realize. I mean, you have influence when you submit to your husband. Now, nobody likes being told they have to do something. And, you know, but Peter, he is not giving an exception here to if your husband is treating you right. He's just saying, submit. Now, when he talks about your beauty should not come from outward adornment, in the King James Version, it says merely outward adornment. So it shouldn't be merely on the outside. And it might sound, you know, just kind of overused to say something like the true beauty is on the inside. But in reality, it is. So he's not saying you can't put on makeup. He's not saying you can't fix your hair and adorn yourself. He's just saying that the true inner beauty is what is really of great worth in God's sight. Then he gives some illustrations, like of Sarah, who obeyed Abraham. Now, Abraham, he was a man of faith, but there were times that Abraham didn't walk in faith. Remember, there were two times that Abraham said about his wife Sarah, when he would go and visit a king, he would say that she's my sister. Because if there was a king who liked a person's wife and thought that she was beautiful and thought he would be better for her, he could kill the individual. But nobody kills the individual if it's a brother. And so there were two times that he used that line. And just think, there's Sarah hearing this, and thanks a lot, you just threw me under the bus. She was faithful, even at times that Abraham wasn't. So now we look here, it says, husbands, in the same way, be considerate as you live with your wives and treat them with respect as the weaker partner and as heirs with you of the gracious gift of life, so that nothing will hinder your prayers. So he, in essence, is giving husbands the same kind of responsibility of how to treat their wives. In the same way, be considerate as you live with your wives. So it's really the picture of a mutual kind of submission. And truly, marriages would work a whole lot better today if a couple would truly submit to one another, not out of demand, but just out of selflessness rather than harboring selfishness. The idea of submission is something that we can give to each other as husbands and wives. And truly, the marriages that are working well, there is this idea of a mutual submission. And so Peter, he says, finally, all of you be like-minded, be sympathetic, love one another, be compassionate and humble. Do not repay evil for evil or insult with insult. On the contrary, repay evil with blessing, because to this you were called, so that you may inherit a blessing. So Peter gives a lot for the early believers to think about, and a lot for us to think about as well. The idea of submitting for the glory of God, and most of all, what we all need to do is submit to the Lord. Let's pray together. Lord, we come to you thanking you for your love for us, and in a true way, Lord, you submitted to us when you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, and when he chose to obey you and go to that cross, he submitted to your will. He said, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And so help us to be humble enough to take these words about submission and not to see it as a threat to our independence, but as our way of extending peace and love, just as you extended that to us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You've been listening to Passages for Life, the ministry of Passages Church. This is Pastor Dennis Smith, thanking you for joining us today as we continue our study in the first epistle of Peter and how encouraging his letter must have been to the early church. And I pray that you're finding encouragement in it as we study this together. I want to remind you, if you have any prayer requests, or if I can minister to you, go to passagesforyou.com. That's passages number four, letter U.com, and drop me a message, and I will pray for you and even contact you. If you want to make a decision to receive Christ, I will help you with that, even to help you be baptized. God bless. Thanks for joining us today, and I hope you'll tune in with us next week as we continue Passages for Life.